Welcome to Alive to Give Life, the online teaching ministry of Pastor Pascal Ngwee. Pastor Pascal is the senior pastor of Alive City Church. He's a seasoned and anointed teacher of the Word of God. As you listen to this message, get ready for a complete turnaround in every area of your life. Now, let's join the message already in progress.
I want to talk this morning about the fact that we are in a year of explosive growth. This is our year of explosive growth. So the whole month of January, I will be teaching on this theme that God has given us. You need to capture it and understand it so that you can run with it. It's not enough to say it's my year of explosive growth. You need to understand what did God tell Pastor about growth so that you can also be a part of it. Let me start by quickly saying this morning. So I will be talking about explosive growth. Amen? The whole time. This whole month, we're talking about it. For you to understand it. I would like to quickly start by saying that our God is a God of times and seasons. In the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1, the Bible says, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. So for those of us that are still in the killing stage, you need to realize there is a time to move from being hurt to being healed. And it takes growth to move from a place of hurt to a place of healing. It takes growth. A time to tear down and a time to build. There comes a time in your life where you need to start building now. Building relationships, lasting relationships. Building your life. And it takes growth to build. It doesn't take anything to destroy, but it takes a lot of discipline and growth to build. A time to build. For some of you, it's that time. You're going to be building. And you build practically. Some of you will build houses, practically building a house. You build a career. You build a business. Amen? A time to weep and a time to laugh. May you enter your season of laughter. A time to mourn and a time to dance. So it's wrong for you to be mourning all the time. No matter what you have lost, you need to come out of it. Hallelujah. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones. In the kingdom of God, stones are actually people. We are living stones. There's a time in your life where you need to scatter. But there's a time where you need to start gathering. You become a shepherd. You become a gatherer. And it takes growth to gather people. Am I preaching? A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. Embracing new ideas, embracing a new career, embracing a girlfriend, and refraining from that. All the university guys, refrain. All French kisses, finish. A time to search and a time to give up searching. Yeah. You can't search something forever. When you search it and you don't see it, realize that maybe it's not meant to be there. Move to something else. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. You see, you shouldn't be quiet all the time. There comes a time where you now need to speak. And many of us have been intimidated by people and by life, and you are quiet. People are abusing you. You are quiet. There comes a time where you need to speak and say, this need to stop now. And you are entering that time this year where you will not be silent anymore. You will speak your mind and you will say, this is no more going on. I'm done with this. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. So as you can see, everything has a time. Everything has a time. Now, the same book of Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11 says, he has made everything appropriate in its time. Appropriate. So there is an appropriate time for everything. When you do it at the appropriate time, it is beautiful. It works. So our job this year or last year was to figure out What time are we entering into in 2019? What is the season God is moving our church into? Like I told you on the 31st of December, not every church is in explosive growth. Other churches have different mandates and different assignments. But as far as Alive City Church is concerned, this year is our year of explosive growth. What does that mean? It means this is the appropriate year to grow. It means there is a grace to grow this year. That might not be there next year. That was probably not there the year before. What does that mean? It means things can really grow this year in your life. Because it's the right time for it. Am I making sense to you at all? So you need to realize that you have entered a church that is in a certain season. And we are in a season of growth. What that means is that this year things can grow. Maybe they didn't grow last year. They might not grow the year before or the year after. But this is the right time for growth. Now, when you understand the times, you jump with it. Now, explosion has two meanings. Explosive growth might mean that we're going to grow exponentially, you know, fast. That is one meaning. But the meaning I'm running with is the meaning that explosion is required for growth. What I mean to say is, I'm not looking at explosion just being exponential fast growth. I'm looking at it, don't get me wrong, but I'm also looking at explosion being the element that is going to determine the growth. In my village, when you wanted to make roads, the people that were building roads will find an obstacle, a huge rock, and the road work will stop there. Because there is this big rock now blocking the way. We have two options. We can stop the road here, or we can blast the rock. So what will they do? They will take explosives, dynamites, and inject the dynamite inside the rock. Am I making sense to you? Then they will make the whole thing to blast, to explode. And the moment it explodes, the road can continue. So the growth I'm talking about is the type of growth that there are habits in your life that are obstacle to the growth. There are behavioral patterns that have kept you in the same place. There are forces that are upholding you. It's like a rock in front of you. You haven't been able to move any further. You are in front of that rock for years. This year, God is giving us grace to explode every rock, every habit, anything, everything that has held you in the same place, it will explode and you will move. I say you will move. That is the explosive growth I'm talking about. The rocks will blast and you're going to move ahead. We are in an era of mining, and the people that are doing mining understand this principle very well. For you to get the best, you need to blast. You need to keep blasting rocks to get the best that is underneath. Now, there is beautiful things that God has placed ahead of you. But there are these obstacles all around you that have stopped your growth. This year, by divine explosion, every obstacle is going to be blasted out. Every obstacle is going to be leveled down. That is the grace we have entered into. The grace to break the rock and move. People listening to me right now, some of you have been stuck in the same place for years. 10 years. This is your year of explosive growth. In other words, I'm going to grow by explosion. Something must explode. I say something must explode for me to move. So we're going to engage the Holy Spirit power,
The Bible says that the power of the Holy Spirit is dunamis. Dunamis is where we get the word dynamite. So the power of the Holy Spirit is going to engender growth by force in the life of many of you. If you are interested. The things of God are not by force. You choose if you want it. As far as I am concerned, anything that has been an obstacle to my growth will be blasted. Amen. Amen. Quickly this morning, 7 reasons why you must grow. 7 reasons. Number one, why must I grow? Number one, Jesus grew. Okay? And I am a follower of Jesus. And Jesus did what? Jesus grew. Why? Ask your neighbor, why must you grow? What is the answer? Luke chapter 2 verse 52. And Jesus grew in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God and with man. Jesus grew. Why must I grow in 2019? Jesus grew. Jesus didn't become Jesus by night. He grew into it. And I want you to look at where Jesus' focus was on. Jesus first didn't grow in stature, but in what? Wisdom. The Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. In all you're getting, get understanding. I see people trying to grow their body, 6-packs. Diet, I don't have a problem with it. But what is in your head? This year, you must make a decision to grow in wisdom. Now, everything you see is controlled by wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. The principal, not one of the principal thing. And Jesus grew in wisdom. He grew in stature and in favor. You know the statement, one day of favor is better than 1,000 years of labor. When the favor of God comes on you, everything starts working. And you can grow in favor. Maybe you have a degree of favor. This year, you're going to grow in favor. Hallelujah. Reason number 2. Why must I grow this year? Because growing is a sign of living. Growing is a sign of being alive. Anything that is truly alive will grow. When something stops growing, it has died. Why must I grow? Because it's a sign that I am alive. Why must my business grow? Because it's a sign that my business is alive. Where the moment the business stops growing, it has died. Why must Alive City Church grow? Growth is a sign of life. Why must my marriage grow? Growth is a sign of life. When my marriage is alive, there will be growth in the marriage. Why must my life grow? It's a sign of my life. It's a sign of my life. How do we check growth? By life. We check the numbers. It's a sign. There are people listening to me, they died spiritually years ago. No growth, no life. Their prayer is dead. Relationship with God, dead. You are coming out of there this year in Jesus' name. The life of God is entering you in the name of Jesus Christ. The life of God. The life of God is a sign of life. Look at Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18. The path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, shining brighter and brighter until midday. What does that mean? It means a righteous person never has a dull day. It must get better and better. It's a sign you are growing. It's brighter and brighter. The life is always there. You are shining brighter and brighter. You don't shine and you stop shining. The moment you stop shining is death. It must be brighter, then 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 brighter. Can I help you, sir? Whatever you have accomplished so far, there is a higher level of it. Whatever you have done right now, there is a higher way of doing what you have done. There is a higher way of doing what you are doing. And if you don't reach that higher way, you have died. We call it complacency. We call it settling for less. That's why our mandate is we are rising higher. We are reaching further. And we are doing more for God. I'm not saying you are still on the ground. I understand you have risen. But there is a higher level you can rise this year. I'm not saying you haven't reached anywhere. You have reached a few places. But there is a further reaching you can reach this year. Don't tell me that all you have done is all you will ever do. There is a higher level. There is a higher dimension to the little you have done. And we call it growth. How many of you are committing to grow just a little bit more this year? A little bit more. Don't settle where you are. Number three, growing is a proof of God's blessing. When the blessing of God is somewhere, the normal reaction is growth. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, the Bible says, God blessed them, listen, and he said, be fruitful. Increase in number. These are all manifestation of the blessing. The blessing in manifestation is fruitfulness, increase in number. Fill the earth. Subdue. It's all manifestations of the blessing. Manifestations. How do I know that a business is blessed? The business is increasing in number. The business is fruitful. How do I know that a church is blessed? Fruitful, increasing in number, filling up. How do I know that my cell is blessed? My cell is fruitful. My cell is increasing in number. My cell is filling up. How do I know that my life is blessed? I am fruitful. Like people can get fruit out of my life. And there is an increase. Naturally, the curse is scarcity, lack. The curse doesn't bring more. It brings less. And the blessing brings more. So the blessing produces growth. So if you are truly blessed by God, truly blessed, we will see it in your numbers. Look at every man God ever blessed. Look at Abraham. Yes, sir. He had a flock that you could not number. Yes. Look at Isaac. Wherever the blessing goes, the numbers follow. Wherever the blessing goes, the numbers follow. So even when God blesses you financially, your numbers will show. Your numbers will show there is an increase. When God blesses you relationally, and I woke up one day in the house and I realized there were about 6 people in the house. Sometimes 7. But I remember the days when I was the only voice I was hearing in the house. All by myself. But then the blessings start coming. And as the blessings start coming, people start feeling comfortable around you. There are many rich people that are alone. No one wants to be around them. And there are many average people that are always with people. Always people in the house. Sometimes I'm in the bedroom and I hear the noise. I hear my kids moving around. I look at my kids. I smile. I say, wow, this is my product. This is my product. This is my product. Wow. I'm amazed that God has made me fruitful. You will be fruitful. You will increase in number. You will increase in number. It's a sign. Selfishness is a sign of the curse. A selfish person, always alone. No one wants to join with you. When God blessed Abraham, he said, the whole world will be blessed through you. I'll make you a father of nations. You know, a lot of people will come around you. It's a sign that you are blessed. When people like being in your house, when people like visiting your place, it's a sign of the blessing. It's a sign that they are feeling comfortable in your house. A church is blessed when people are going to that church. People feel comfortable in that church. Not comfortable with sin, but comfortable that their issues are being addressed. Your business is blessed when people feel comfortable coming there. Receive that grace. Growth this year will include also an increase in number. An increase in your number. An increase in your number. The blessing of God is a sign of growth. When God blesses you, you grow. You grow. You break out of scarcity. You break out of limitations. Limitations. Am I communicating to you? Okay. Number what?
Number four,
growing precedes glowing. Do you understand the English? Growing precedes glowing. I'm giving you reasons why you need to grow. And I'm telling you that growing is a sign that you are blessed. Growing is a sign that you are alive. You must grow because Jesus grew. And now I'm telling you that growing precedes glowing. You know, it's nice when you are glowing. When you are glowing, everybody can see you. You attract attention. Especially the ladies. Eish. You will always say this. No, you are glowing. They always say, no, you are glowing. What is happening? You are glowing. What is happening? You are glowing. Growing precedes glowing. What am I trying to say? If you want people to see you, grow. Just grow. Don't try to make people see you. Grow. This is what the Holy Spirit told me. The more you grow, the more visible you become. Do you understand that? The more you grow, the more visible you become. I was born in the bush. And in my village, you can see the tallest tree for miles away. Why? It grew taller than every other tree. So it has reached a stage where you cannot ignore it. This is the calamity of life. People want to be seen, but they don't want to grow. They want people to respect them, but they don't want to grow. They want to draw attention, but they don't want to grow. Listen to me. The more you grow, the more visible you become. Don't try to be visible. Grow. Plant yourself in a place and begin to rise. Work hard at growing. Every inch you grow, somebody is going to see you. And the taller you grow, the easier it becomes to see you. From miles away, we can see you. Am I making sense to you? So stop trying to draw attention for you to get married. Just grow. Develop yourself. Polish yourself in the secret place. One day, somebody will see it. That's how it is.
You've seen me in this my small place of Sun City. I'm here every year. I've been here since 2011. I've been planted in the same place. I didn't say Sun City is a small place. Let me go to Rustenburg. I have remained where God planted me. And all I'm doing is growing from where I have been planted. One day, the world will see it. One day, Rustenburg will hear about it. One day, Mokwase will hear about it. One day, Pretoria will hear about it. From one place, the whole world is traveling to Nigeria, to all these places, because somebody planted himself and grew in one place. And he's drawing everybody to him. Stop trying to move around. And there are some of you that think, if I could just be in Johannesburg, people will see me. And you enter Johannesburg and you go to deeper oblivion. Right from where you are, if you can grow. What am I saying? Shine where you are planted. Plant yourself and start growing. That's all. That's all. And I'm sure you need a scripture reference. Luke chapter 1, verse 80. The child grew. You see? When you are a child in anything, the natural thing to do is to grow. The child grew up and became spiritually strong. We don't become spiritually strong by accident. We don't become financially strong by default. We don't become socially strong by chance. We grow into it. It's a response of growth. Growth. The child grew and became spiritually strong. Now, he was in the wilderness. He's hidden. You can't see him. The wilderness is a hidden place. No one goes there. He was in the wilderness until the day of his public appearance to Israel. We're talking about John the Baptist here. The child grew in the bush. No one knew him. Come on, what am I saying? Right now, nobody knows you. And nobody doesn't need to know you. Right where you are in your wilderness, begin to develop yourself. Begin to shine. Begin to build yourself. Begin to build yourself. Just keep building yourself. Your day of public appearance is coming. Public appearance belongs to people who have grown. Not to people who sit there waiting for public appearance. It never comes. They say, I'm waiting for my day. Your day will never come like that. You must say, I'm working for my day. I'm working for my day. Not I'm waiting for my day. I'm working. Every day I wake up, I'm working for my public appearance. John the Baptist didn't sit there and say, I'm anointed. I'm just going to wait here and a day will come. And people, no ways. There's nothing like that. You must engage the forces of growth. Develop yourself in the secret place where no one sees you. In the wilderness where no one wants to go. No one wants to go in the wilderness. But it is in the wilderness that God develops his generals. It is in the wilderness that God builds the strong people that he uses to change the world. No one likes the wilderness. Why? Because it's hot in the wilderness. There's no water in the wilderness. It's dry in the wilderness. There are snakes in the wilderness. Everything is bad in the wilderness. But it is in the wilderness that God develops his leaders. In the wilderness. When some people are busy swimming in the swimming pool, some of us are in the wilderness. Tomorrow, we will be owning the swimming pool. Look at every successful person you know. They were not known before. They were working somewhere. Steve Jobs was in his garage. No one knew him. But he was working at something. You want people to see you. That's why you go on social media all the time. Stripping yourself naked for free. Because you want people to notice you.
You are doing it the wrong way. Sit in your house. Spend time with God. Discover who you are. Build yourself. Keep working on yourself. Keep working on yourself. Keep working on yourself. Keep working on yourself. One day is one day. One day is one day. Your day is going to come. And the day of John the Baptist came. The day of his public appearance. And he came like a ghost. I'm here. The same with Jesus Christ. Out of nowhere. The Bible says, and Jesus returned in the power of the Holy Spirit. And news about him spread throughout the Judean country. What happened? Jesus spent 40 days in the wilderness praying and fasting. Moses spent 40 days with God in the desert. When he returned, he was a changed man. Don't be so quick for paradise. Start in the wilderness. Start in the wilderness. And when you are in the wilderness, nobody knows you. It's okay. When you are in the wilderness, people laugh at you. People laugh at your ideas. People criticize you. People fight you. People ignore you. You call them, they ignore your calls. Keep working. You go to the bank, they say the bank manager is on leave. Meanwhile, he's busy there. Keep working. Keep working. The day of your appearance is going to come. Everybody has a chance to appear. Including you. Tell your neighbor, including you. Including you. But it's going to require growth and work. I've never seen a tree saying, yeah, maybe I'm too much in the bush. I also want to be in the public place. Let me uproot myself and go and stand by the roadside so that everybody can see me. That's the last time that tree will be alive. I work at the palace. I've seen guests coming to the palace, leaving their beautiful room, and coming to me to say, I want to go and see the tree called the baobab. In the bush, they leave the nice place to go look for a tree, endangering their lives with snakes and scorpions, to go look for a tree to take a picture with a tree called the baobab. What is special about the baobab? The baobab doesn't say, I'm going to be by the roadside so that everybody can see me. The Bible says, I'm going to be anywhere. Just put me anywhere. I'm okay. Put me there and leave me for a few years. You will come looking for me. Throw me anywhere you like. Give me some time. You will come looking for me. That will be your attitude from today. That will be your attitude from today. From today. We are not all meant to live in Johannesburg. We will not all live in Sandton. I'm telling you a prophecy right now, if you won't believe it. Not all of us will live in Sandton. Because that is not God's intention. But I can turn Lee Jack into my own Sandton right here. I can turn Mokwase into my own London and New York right here. New York was not born New York. People made it that way by working hard. I can also work hard and make my own life something out of it. Am I communicating to you at all? Stop envying people. Start working on yourself. I stopped envying people a long time ago. I discovered that anything you have, I can have if I do what you did. That's all. Look, if you are on the road that goes to Rustenburg, and I'm on the same road, where am I going to end? Rustenburg. If you are on the road of successful people, you will end where successful people are ending, in success. I see you ending there in the name of Jesus Christ. That's where you're going to end. That's where you're going to end. And I say people, they want the success of successful people, but they don't want the road of successful people. They want to take shortcuts. Yeah, I say, no, there's Rustenburg, but let me use Channing and Luca, and then you look yourself.
Number five, let's quickly end this. Growing determines possessing. Growing determines possessing. What am I trying to say here? God doesn't give you what you pray for. God doesn't give you what you desire. God gives you what you can handle. Do you understand that? Listen to me. This is going to change your... You will stop praying for things unnecessarily. God will never give you what you cannot handle. So stop praying for it. Start learning how to handle it. And he will give it to you without prayer. Here is a person from Swahili, five distinctions. The University of Johannesburg is calling him. From Swahili to Johannesburg. If you can understand this message, this is your year of explosive growth. You must grow. You must grow this year. You must grow. Raise your hands and say, I'm going to grow this year. My God, my God, my God. Stop desiring the husband of another woman. I don't know this type of husband God gave me. I don't understand this husband of mine. If you knew what you can do with him, if you just change your attitude, stop looking at other women's, other men's wives. Hey, ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh. Then when you look at your wife, ah. That woman you are saying, ooh, another man has been polishing her. He's been working on her. He's been fixing her. He's been working on her. That's why she's like that. You look at other people's children, you say, wow. And you look at your own children and say, ah, wow. Start working on your children. Spend time with your children. They will become a wonder to behold in this life. This is your year of explosive explode. This year you're going to grow. By fire, by force, you must grow this year. This year you're going to grow. You're going to grow. The solution is not another man's wife or another man, woman's husband. The solution is your heart. Grow. Work on yourself. Change your heart. Change your heart. There is nothing wrong with Lidak. I have made a conscious decision. I'm going to go and stay in Lidak. And I'm going to prove to you that we can turn Lidak into the best place in this entire area. We're going to do that. I'm going to stay there. I'm going to take my whole family and we're going to go and plant ourselves there. You want to go to Johannesburg? Go to Johannesburg. You will come looking for me in Lidak. You'll come looking for me. It's not where you live. It's what you do with where you are. It's what you do with where you are. This is our problem. We take all the solutions with us every day to places of problems because we don't realize we carry the solution. You go for more problems while you have a solution already with you. Amen? Amen. This is your year of explosive growth. Amen. Growing determines possessing. It means God gives you what you can handle, not what you pray for. God is not that stupid. You can pray for it. If you don't qualify to work it, he will not give it to you. All right? He will never give it to you. I can pray for God to give me 10,000 people till I die. If I don't grow the capacity to handle 10,000 people, why must God waste 10,000 people on me? But if I grow every year, 100 will become 200. Then he says it this way, if you are faithful with little, I will put you in charge of more. So
Your being put in charge of more is not a function of your prayer. It's a function of your faithfulness in little. Being faithful with little is what qualifies you for more, not prayer. And I am a fervent prayer myself. But I'm telling you right now, prayer without stewardship leads to frustration. Become a good steward. Learn to take good care of what God gave you. God will never give you a house if you can't take care of the bedroom. Now, some of you, your bedroom is a damping site. Like when we want to damp things, we damp them in your bedroom. When something is no more working in the house, the microwave is broken, we damp in your bedroom. A damping site. And you don't mind. Lizards and rats are all there. You are fellowshipping with them all night. Then when you kneel down, Lord, I receive my mansion. 15 bedrooms. 4 garages. 2 bathrooms. 3 swimming pools. God says, I will also receive it. Let's receive it. Let's receive it because it's about receiving. Let's receive it. God says to Gabriel, no, let's receive. He's receiving, no? Let's also receive. It's foolishness. Just take care of that bedroom. God will give you two. You will not even pray. You will just see. And somebody will come to your house. Look at the way you take. You say, you know, come and stay. Come and take care of that house for me. That's it. Or God will just start blessing you. Grow. Grow. Do you understand why you need this message? Yes. Matthew 25 verse 15. We're closing here. We'll continue next week. To the one, he gave 5 talents of money. Why? Why 5? To the other, 2. Why? Why you give 1 5, you give the other? Are you a favoritism God? What is this? Imagine the 3 of you stand up. The 3 of you stand up quickly. Imagine these 3 people are standing. Then I give one of them 5. If I give 1 5, don't you think the other ones are also expecting 5? Yeah. Of course. And we know you are a faithful God. And we know you love all of us. Obviously, if you give 1 5, and the Bible says God is no respecter of persons. So if you give 1 5, it means you will give the other one also 5. That is not how God did it. Sit down. Thank you. He gave 1 5 to the other 2. Ah, Lord, why? I mean, we are all the same children. We are all in the same house. How come my sister is married? Me, I'm not married. What have I done, Lord? Why did you give her a husband and I still don't have a husband? Read the verse. To another one, same God. He gave 1 5. He gave another 1 2. And he gave another 1 1. And I'm sure you've come to church, you've seen people who have things you don't have. And you say, but what have I done in this world? Why? How come she has that hair? Why not me? Read the verse. Each, according to their prayers. Huh? God gave them according to their prayer and fasting. According to what? Ability. Ability determines possibility. Ability determines possibility. Possibility is controlled by your ability. Nothing else. Do you understand me? So just start working on your ability. Ability means you are able to do something. To be able, ability. To be able to drive is what qualifies you to get a car. To be able to take care of a house is what qualifies you to become a wife. To be able to take care of children and all of this is the ability. And I'm not saying that you cannot get those things yourself. You can. But if you want God to be the one giving them to you,
These are the conditions. You need to become able to handle it. And if you keep reading the story, you will see that God was right. The one who got 5 produced 10. The one who got 2 produced 4. And the one who got 1 produced nothing. Nothing. God knew this is a wasted investment. If I give this guy 5, I have wasted. And God never wastes. That is one of his qualities. I don't waste. If you cannot produce from it, I will not give it to you. I will not give it to you. The day you learn this from God, your life will change. The day you realize that if you work hard with the little God gives you, Peter is my witness. Last night, we slept around 1 a.m. 1 a.m. And we've been sleeping like that for a few nights, preparing for some of these services. Some of the things that you're seeing now, that's the work that takes place. I don't just sleep in my house, people doing massage. Tea left, tea right. No. It's the investment you put in that God rewards. It's what you do. Things that no one sees. I've heard the story of Michelangelo. I'm closing with this. When he was being in the Sistine Chapel in Rome. I hear he was in a small corner somewhere trying to fix something in an angel or one of the creatures was busy with the ceiling. And the people that had commissioned him with the work couldn't understand. Why are you spending hours in a small corner fixing something there? They said to him, sir, no one will see that thing. All right, just continue with something else and don't waste the whole time there. He says, you might not see, but he sees. I don't need to see your work. He says. The work of Picasso, Michelangelo, is still speaking today. All those great men, they were men of high standards, high excellence. They were working for something more than just you watching it. How do you do your work? Always lazy, right? Putting things under carpet when no one is watching. You know, sweeping. Only when mom is watching, then you are sweeping nice. The moment she's not there, boop, 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 boop. Where are you going? How far can you go like that? Huh? You get paid, you steal the tithe. Pastor doesn't know. I don't need to know. He says, I don't need to know. You promise to pledge for the land, you don't do. I don't need to know, he says. And that is how you don't understand why things stop working. And you don't understand what happened. That is as simple as that. God has sent us a new mandate this year. This mandate is going to make us very uncomfortable. Because there is nothing comfortable about growth. It's hard to grow. It's painful to grow. But the rewards are sweet. The fruits are very nice. Once you've grown, once you've developed yourself, once you've reached that stage, you will become a person everybody wants to be like you. But until they do what they did, you did, they will never be you. There might never be another Michael Jackson until we die, all of us. Because I don't think there will be anyone willing to pay the type of price he was paying. That is how life is. Jesus Christ is Jesus Christ because he paid the highest price. So I don't know which areas you need to grasp. When you come out of here today, where do I need to start with growth? Is it in my mind? Is it my habits? Is it my behavior? The way I treat people? Maybe it's the way I treat people that has shocked and blocked my life. I say I come and I don't come. And because of that, people don't trust me. And now I'm stuck. Am I a quarrelsome wife? Always insulting my husband? Am I a husband that is always insulting his wife? What type of man am I? Is it the reason why the growth has stopped? Am I lazy? Am I wicked? Who am I? I need to introspect myself and find out why did I stop growing. Be on your feet, everybody, please. Oh, yes. Welcome to 2019. Our year of explosive growth. Things are going to explode for you to move. They have to explode. For a few minutes, I want you to close your eyes. Observe your life. A few minutes. Ask yourself, where do I need to start the work after I come out of here?
We hope you've enjoyed today's message. To experience our services live, join us every Sunday morning from 9 a.m. at Alive City Church, Sun City, located near Cornerstone Academy. Hope to see you soon. Remember, you're alive to give life.